on, Sandy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJI. Here we are on a Wednesday. Mega Millions. Somebody in New Jersey won the prize. $1.12 billion is what it ended up being yesterday. Although someone in Indiana did buy or sell, or however you want to say it, match five of the numbers. So since none of us here won the jackpot, focus now shifts to Powerball, over $865+ million heading into tonight's drawing. In terms of what's trending with our news, the Allen County coroner revealed yesterday that the skeletal remains found off of I-469 earlier this month belonged to a man who was 31 and went missing back in 2022. The cause of death is still pending, and the timeline of events, whether the body and the remains were moved and when, that are still pending. The Baltimore Bridge update. Here's what you need to know as you wake up here on a Wednesday. 8 construction workers were on the bridge at the time of impact, and sadly, 6 of them were presumed or are presumed dead. President Biden did give an indication that as of now, there is no evidence to suggest terrorism as of now, but things could have been a lot worse. I mean, this happened at 1:30 in the morning yesterday. The bridge handles over 30,000 cars a day. The cargo ship crew immediately sent out a mayday when their controls went out. And then there was audio of police officers in Baltimore with the bridge dispatch that helped save lives, because within the span of 100 seconds, they were able to close and shut down the bridge so that it would get cars off of it prior to impact.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the key bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
I'm en route to the south side.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge.
C-13 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Everybody, the whole bridge just collapsed.
Do we know if all traffic will stop?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
That was yesterday. So in the span of 100 seconds, authorities there were able to restrict access to the bridge, likely saving lives. The IRS says that we, or somebody, has $1 billion of unclaimed tax refunds from the tax year of 2020. And if you don't claim them by May 17th of this year, the government is going to keep that $1 billion. Krispy Kreme donuts are going to start being available at McDonald's locations. The goal is to be everywhere by late 2026. However, they are going to slowly roll this out. Again, I'm not in charge of McDonald's, but I don't know. Donuts, I might target the Midwest. Just a thought.
Yeah, especially rolling them out. Come on, hit us first.
Speaking of food, Costco announced that they are cracking down to make sure only members are able to eat at their food court with discount prices. Of course, their $1.50 hot dog bundle is what they're known for. And as of today, producer Jerry Bruckheimer says Pirates of the Caribbean reboot is in the works. He says things can move faster now that they don't have to wait for certain actors. So it appears Orlando Bloom, Keira Knightley, and Johnny Depp will not be a part of this latest project, although that's not confirmed. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WAJI. We're getting set to play our 4-question game, Things You Should Know. Kat is answering a question from a listener here behind the scenes, and we'll get to that here in just a bit. Up for grabs, along with bragging rights, is we will mail you protective eyewear for the eclipse coming up on April 8th. That's a Monday, assuming you haven't already procured yours. Or if you win, you can just go ahead and give it to somebody else who you love and care about their retinas as much as you care about your own. 260-467-9500. We ask you general knowledge questions that most people think that most people know. You get the first question right, you move on. If at any point along the way, before you get to the fourth question, you stub your toe, we go to the next caller on the line. And whoever is on the line that successfully answers the fourth and final question
will win the prize.
Andy and Kat, go ahead and turn your radio down. Welcome to a live action game show. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Julie.
Julie, well-versed on how the game is conducted, correct?
Yes. Oh. We'll see how I do.
Well, hey, Julie, keep your head up, okay?
Yeah, I have confidence.
Positive attitude.
Okay. Question one. What toy has been called a magic screen in which you can draw and erase with a gray stylus?
Etch-a-sketch?
It's exactly right. Kat, how are you on that one?
I mean, I guess that, no, like, in my head, before you said stylist, then I was thinking one of those, like, papers that you lift up, you know, because you use one of those stylus pens.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Question two!
Mm. Here we go, Julie.
Stewie Griffin. Okay. Stewie Griffin is a famous character on what animated adult cartoon show?
I have no clue, so I guess I'll just say Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis and Butthead is a good, when in doubt, it's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
That is not right. That is not right. We are moving on.
Bye, Julie.
That's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Alonzo.
All right, Alonzo. Question two of four. Stewie Griffin is a character on what adult cartoon show?
Family Guy.
There we go. You got it.
Question three of four. What actor or character said the famous movie line, "Life is like a box of chocolates"? You never know.
That's
exactly right. There you go. All right.
One of my favorite movies.
I would have also accepted Tom Hanks.
I'm letting you
know. All right. Fourth and final question. Could be a tricky one.
I know.
Who lives at the famous address 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
The President of the United States.
Is exactly right.
Yeah.
Wow, I felt that. Strong. We started a little slow out of the gate today, but boy, did we come strong at the end.
Yes, we did. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We appreciate you listening. Hey, hang on. We'll get some information behind the scenes. We'll hook you up with more of our Eclipse glasses, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it, Alonzo, yeah. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the address of the president or the White House. It's Andy and Kat. That's our latest episode of Things
You Should Know.
You said forever, now I drive alone past your street.
Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1. Good morning here on a Wednesday. Driver's License, there was the song by Olivia Rodrigo. It ends with her being heartbroken and driving past her ex-boyfriend's house a lot, which I have...
You've done?
I've been
your
dumped.
Your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, I've been dumped and drove past the house.
That's going to set you up for heartache because you're not going to like what you see, I'm sure.
It's never good, Kat.
No.
It's never good.
No.
So scarring.
Just let it be in the rearview mirror. Let it be behind you.
You tell that to your 17-year-old self.
Did you see some things that you
wish? Never want to see them again. Yeah, it was rough.
Somebody else's truck
in the driveway. That was a girl that was a different thing. That was a girl who I was dating. I was in my 20s. She broke up with me. The next day I went for a run, and then another dude's truck was in the driveway, which obviously would confirm that something else was going on while we were dating.
Yeah. That's a
cold splash of water right there.
It sure is something.
Don't worry. I mean, the silver lining is we've all moved on to better places, but at the time.
It did not feel good, I'm sure.
That did not feel good. That is a gut punch. That is rough. Yeah, so you're right, Kat. The lesson here that I'm trying to teach young love out there
is look through your windshield, not your rearview mirror.
Don't drive past your ex's houses. It's never good. I mean, best case scenario is they're not there. Worst case scenario is you got a truck in the driveway with a marine license plate.
Was this a friend of yours?
No.
Oh, good.
No.
Good. Good.
No.
See, it could have been worse, Sandy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she just needed help at 6 in the morning when I'm going for this jog. I mean, it's not like you probably stayed the night.
I'm sorry about that, Andy. That just seems, you just really brought the depression to this show.
Really?
I feel bad for you a little bit.
What was the other? I mean, I did this a couple times to myself. That was bad. Oh, I got dumped and then I followed a girl. That was no good. I mean, I've done them all.
Oh.
And then.
All the cliches?
Yeah. I mean, when you're young and heartbroken, it's, I did spend, you spend at least a day going around picking up the pieces.
Right. At least.
at least a day. Phase two is you go and eat your feelings.
Yeah.
I'll show them. Yeah, that's no good.
Here's the trivia question this morning. Our number in advance, it's Magic 95.1, Andy and Kat, is 260-465. Nope.
Wait a second.
260-467-9500. 260-467-9500. Just a couple more days until vacation, Kat.
I know. You're counting them down.
51% of adults consider this object to be a part of the family. What is it? 51% of adults consider this object to be a part of their family. What is the object?
All right, I don't know if you can read this. But evidently that's not the right answer.
No, it's good.
But it's good. I was going to say their vacuum cleaner.
Their vacuum cleaner.
Like, do you guys have a nickname for your vacuum cleaner?
No, Old Sucky? No. No, we do not.
Vicky.
You've named your vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, Vicky.
I mean, do we want to
Because it's a robot. Gosh, there was a girl by the name of Vicky, and she was a robot, and,
like Weird Science
Small Wonders.
Small Wonder.
Yeah, Small Wonder. So anyway, her name was Vicky. Anyway,
Thank you, Kat.
Stupid. Never mind. Why'd you let me go down that road?
You went down it yourself.
All right.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Back as we put the right the ship here. 51% of adults consider this object to be a part of the family. Go ahead. Good morning. What's your guess?
Is it their car?
It is.
Oh, it's their car.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Darn.
Yeah, this came out yesterday.
Huh.
And then there's a whole article, why your car is better than your spouse.
Oh.
I mean, you kidding? Mm-hmm. No, I mean, this is crazy. It's fairly reliable. It gets good gas mileage. There's no way I could afford to be without my car. Fond memories like taking road trips or making sweet romance in the back.
Huh?
These are all the reasons why the automobile is part of the family, because in some cases it helped
create the family.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, who is this on the phone? I'm sorry.
This is Tia.
Tia, do you name your car or have you ever?
Yes. So we just sold our minivan, which is like one of the... I like cried because that's where we took our road trips with our kids. And, you know, my kids drove their friends to prom. And like, it's like we've grown up with the minivan. And so we just sold it. And so like, I was a little teary eyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We named that one. And so I got a new car and I named it Steely Dan.
Steely Dan.
Steel colored.
There we go.
Steely Dan. What was the name of your minivan then?
It was Blanca.
Blanca.
Oh.
Because it was white.
Okay.
These are all good.
Yeah,
these
I love
are
it.
Great.
I love it.
Tia, you're so good.
Yeah,
well, hang
you.
On. Kat, we'll spend some time with you grabbing some quick info here behind the scenes. We'll hook you up with glasses for the solar eclipse. We'll put those in the mail to you. 51% of Americans agree with the statement, I think my car is part of my family. Sandy and Kat, it is Magic 95.1 WHAI. A few minutes ago, we were... having a trivia question, we were talking about people naming their cars because the question was 51% of adults consider this object to be part of the family. Kat guessed vacuum.
Right. I named my vacuum.
And then went on to reveal that she actually named her vacuum. And I was said, I think more people name their cars, but what do I know? I do not name our vacuum. Growing up, we did name our cars. I don't know that I don't name my car now.
But growing up when I was a kid, I would name my parents' cars. We had Leathers.
Leathers.
Silver Hawk. Mr. Junk.
Oh, okay.
That was my dad's first car, and you kind of get what it was. let's see here. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. By the way, our number 260-467-9500. Good morning. Hi, go ahead.
Hi, I actually thought most people named their vacuums. Now that we had Roombas and Sharks, I have Reggie the Roomba. Mom has Maxine.
I love it.
I thought it was a commonplace thing.
To name your vacuum?
Well, yeah.
I mean,
I'm with Kat.
Now, but do you also name your car, or you're like, no, that's crazy?
No, I don't name my car. That's crazy to me.
Don't name the car. You name the vacuum.
Nope.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Just to be clear.
Lives in my house.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get it. I mean, and it works hard, you know?
Yes, it's something I really don't want to do, so.
Hi, I had a car back in the day that was red, and I named her Ruby, but then after that, I had a Ford Escape, and I named her Allie, and that was short for Alcatraz, because she was an escape.
Escape. Yes. I like that.
Yes, I do, too.
That's very clever. See, that's
very clever.
And then it's sad when you start naming it, and then when you turn it in, or, you know, you trade it in, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's sad when you have to let Allie go.
Yeah.
Right.
No, thank you for the call. I sure as heck, I don't know, I traded in a car. It was like my first one that I ever had payments on. Anyway, long story short, I teared up when I left.
Yeah, you did?
Well,
you probably made some memories in that car.
Well, I'm just, I'm just a man with emotions. You understand?
Yeah, I do. Sort
of. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi, naming things in your house, vacuums, cars, go ahead.
Yes, we have a name for both,
okay.
Our car and our vacuum.
Sure.
So our Roomba's name is Carl.
Carl.
And yes. And my car's name is Reba, okay. Because it's red and sassy.
You sure it is. Sure
and
it is.
My previous car, I was driving an old pickup truck, and we called it Rusty.
Rusty. That's
very
so
nice.
Good.
Yes.
See, I like that.
I like Carl,
man,
though.
Thank
that's
you
nice.
For the car. Yeah, Carl's reliable, guys.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, I didn't realize all these people naming their Roombas.
Yeah.
I have to tell you. Do you have a Roomba?
I have a Roomba.
Again, you named it Vicky.
Vicky.
Yeah.
Vicky.
That's good stuff. It's Andy and Kat.